Summer feeder cattle runs are fixing to start. Cow nutrition when it's dry and lots more. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode. The American Gelvy Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, The Sales Series, Sire Buyer, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station.
Cattle Battle.
The summer runs for feeder cattle sales are right around the corner. The Corn Belt Classic from Superior Livestock Auction is coming up fast and furious June 16th through the 18th in just a couple weeks. Everyone watches this one to get a gauge of what the markets could potentially bring going through the rest of the summer and into the fall. And I think it's going to be an awfully darn good one. And the quality and consistency of cattle just gets better and better each year. Roger James with Superior Livestock Auction jumps in with us to give us a preview as we kick off this sales season.
The market's ready and the people are ready and the buyers on both sides, the seller and the buyers, they've made money and I think they want to participate one more time.
So do you know what we're looking at for consignment numbers so far? I know that deadline for catalog is passed, if not, you know, very shortly. But do you know kind of how many are going to be on that sale?
I would just say somewhere around 100,000. That's just my guesstimate. I'll probably have 9,000-10,000 calves between Texas and Montana and North Dakota and South Dakota and Iowa. So it's going to be a good sale. I think everybody's looking at the market and it's been a gift for the last 2 years. And like I say, both the buyers and sellers have made money, which doesn't happen very often.
Right.
So I think
right. There's
going to be a lot of interest, a lot of participation.
So when you look at this upcoming sale compared to years past, come on, you got to be grinning from ear to ear, Raj. I mean, because you've seen a little bit of everything and a lot of everything when it comes to this cattle deal. You got to be grinning saying, I can't believe this, but if it's got four legs, I think you're going to do all right.
But that's kind of what it looks like to me. And, you know, it's been a gift the last 2 or 3 years. But the thing of it is, we are rebuilding the herd somewhat, but that doesn't happen overnight, you know. And the fat cattle, there's no more fat cattle than we had 6 months ago or a year ago. The numbers are short. The demand is good. I think it's an opportunity on both sides to buy and sell, I'll be honest with you. And the quality of the cattle at the Corn Belt will be phenomenal.
They just kind of keep getting better and better and better, don't they?
Oh, the genetics. I've got fourth generation consigners, 38 years in Montana. I've also got the opportunity the last 5-6 years to sell that Morrison Limited deal. They have holdings in Ponca City, Oklahoma, Llano and Blanco County in Texas, and they've got about, I don't know, 2,500, 3,000 good calves, Charolais crosses, way in the upper sixes towards seven on this sale. And if you want the quality, you want the kind that'll hang and grid, we're going to have them.
You know, and I have to say this, when it comes to Superior Livestock, kind of the motto is true price discovery. And I don't know any other way to describe it other than true price discovery, because you've got the opportunity to put your calves nationwide in front of many, 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 many different buyers. And especially when you just said we're still in this rebuilding stage, we're going to be in this rebuilding stage for a long time. And you just don't know who out there is looking to purchase and for what reason.
That is correct. And, you know, I'm an old stockyards guy. I spent almost half my lifetime at the Sioux City Terminal. And, you know, where that was, they come from all over. We railed them in from Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, all over the country. They brought them in there, and we exposed all that livestock to buyers on the market. And Superior does it a lot more efficiently. The cattle have no stress. They're on their mother cows. They're running out in their environment. 100,000 cattle, 150,000, whatever the number is. You're putting them out there for people to see, people to figure how they've done in the past, and just what they can do with these cattle. It's phenomenal, the price discovery. Nobody knows what this market's going to be until we sell those calves. We will have price discovery. Everybody says, what are they going to bring? I don't know. That's why we have Superior Livestock. But before I walk out of the ring, we will have a price structure.
Roger James with Superior Livestock Auction. You know, the amount of knowledge and experience that Roger has in the cattle buying and selling business is really unmatched, in my opinion. Appreciate it, Rog. The Corn Belt Classic coming up June 16th through the 18th. You can watch on Dish Network Channel 997 or head to sla-tv.com. The deadline for the video for these consignments is on Monday. And other dates and deadlines to be aware of. June 19th is the catalog deadline for the Week in the Rockies sale. That time already. Yep, it is. And if you are at all curious about selling with Superior, I highly encourage that you get a hold of your rep immediately. Now, to help with all of these deadlines for Superior's upcoming sales, we have that information available on Ranch Channel, and sale reports will be there as well, or head to SuperiorLivestock.com. Those of you interested in Western Video Market, next week, Friday the 12th, they kick off their summer sales run live from Cottonwood, California. That's Western Video Market. Time for a quick break. When we come back, more tips and tricks of dealing with the drought. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and keep it parked. Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Well, look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Corn Belt Classic is coming up June 16th through the 18th, followed by the Week in the Rockies sale. To consign to the Week in the Rockies sale, cattle need to be cataloged by June 19th and videos need to be submitted by June 26th. Again, June 19th for the catalog and June 26th for the videos to consign to the Week in the Rockies sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com.
I run a 150 cow-calf operation.
2 years ago, Nick Small of Fullerton ran into scours in his cow-calf operation.
I had a big problem with coccidiosis scours, and it went to my whole herd.
The next year, after getting his herd on a dosage of Pharmatan Sweet Chestnut Tannin, how many cases of scours did you have?
Zero. I'm not kidding. I didn't have any.
Learn more at PharmatanUSA.com or call Joe Knopp at 402-340-3323.
RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your all things ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with each and every one of you. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. The past couple weeks, we've been bringing you various strategies to deal with drought and the lack of moisture so many of us are facing in cow country. Unfortunately, for some, it's too little, too late, and pairs are already having to head to town. Others are trying to hold on as long as possible. Ultimately, it comes down to having a plan and being able to adjust as necessary. Dr. Kelly Sanders, the Director of Research and Development for Westway Feed Products, joins us today. Kelly, let's talk tips, strategies, possible traps even when trying to graze and feed through this drought, coming up with a potential plan, good, bad, and ugly.
Well, that's an awfully good question. And the fact that there's the whole ideal recommendations, right? The problem with that is nothing is ever ideal, right? I think you could say, man, if you could, you know, manage this grass and, you know, maybe concentrate some cattle in these smaller traps, but don't overgraze the whole trap, right? Let's utilize the pasture. Let's use some feeding techniques to draw cattle to places they don't normally go, but then get off the grass before it's really overgrazed and then go to the next pasture. I mean, that would be ideal, right? But not everybody's got multiple pastures that they can actually do that in.
Right. Or have the water source in the middle that we can do that with. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Not everybody's, well, you don't even have to have like a savior system. I mean, you just may have your pastures broken up into 7 or 8 pastures that you could rotate through. And there could be various sizes, right? But you can still rotate through that type of scenario. You know, I think some other things I recommended and used very successfully, we fed some average quality alfalfa to cows and about 3 pounds of corn, because we had some producers that said, man, I've got genetics that I've had since the 50s. These cows go back to the 50s. I can't just sell them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I got to figure out how to hold on to everything. And so, you know, during that time frame, they definitely culled back some cows in the bottom end 20% and even a little harder on that. And then we grouped cows, and then we fed, you know, certain level of alfalfa and then about 3 pounds of corn. Were the cows a little hungry? Yes, they were. But you know what? Our cows bred back. We lived to live another day. We were off our pastures because that was on that particular ranch. Grazing management was a big part of their whole program. You know, you could drive pastures all the time and there was always additional grass even after they moved off of them. And we had grazed them harder that particular time during the drought. But that was ultimately one of the things we did that worked really well. And so I think putting some strategies in place from a feeding standpoint, which is investment, but getting the right feed strategy in place is really important. In my opinion, I'm a nutritionist, so I'm biased, right? I do think things like that can be of value to guys, especially if you want to try to manage your grass so that you can have some next year when it rains, right? That mm-hmm. it's going to come back and it'll come back pretty good. You've still got to manage that piece of the puzzle and get off your grass sooner than you actually might want to. But I mean, I'm just as guilty. You try to push it to the very far as you can push it before you want to start investing in feed and things of that nature. But I think if there's any time in our industry that we could invest in some additional feed, whole cows in the country, and do some things like that, it's going to be years like this year where, you know, as you stated earlier, I mean, what these feeder calves are bringing right now is crazy. But it's also an opportunity, right? I hope that's, you know, makes some sense mm-hmm. because we just don't have a lot of options. I'm looking at the drought map right now. And I mean, virtually 2/3 of the U.S. are in drought, or maybe a little bit more. And a lot of that is cow country. Holy cow.
Right, right.
That is cow country. And so we're all going to have to be thinking about how we're going to weather this storm. And unfortunately, I don't think you can really afford to just go sell cows right now with what the calves are worth, unless you're just going to say, you know what, I'm going to liquidate these cows and I'm not married to them. And, you know, when this thing turns around, I'll have money in my pocket to go buy cows. That's your other option, right? You know, I think those are opportunities, but I think you have to look past even that aspect of it and have a plan put in place of, all right, I've done this. I've walked through my pastures. What am I going to do now? Right? Because, I mean, how long have we been in this drought?
Too long.
And if you look at where we're sitting, if it doesn't rain between now and July, I mean, it's going to be really, really tough for this neck of the woods, you know, just because we're not going to grow. You'll get some grass grown, but you're not before a lot of these cows are going to go somewhere else, you know. And that's the other thing. How soon can you get a calf off that cow? You've got a calf that ultimately for about, you know, say for three months is, you know, most of that calf's diet's going to be mama's milk But, you know, somewhere starting around, you know, sometime in that third month, and they get to eating a little more grass. And so, but by the time you get midsummer on a lot of these calves, I mean, their diet's half to two thirds grass. And so if you can pull those calves off, get that burden off of mama, get that burden off the pasture, I mean, that's going to help you as well. That's another option. You know, let's get these calves off earlier, get them off the pasture earlier, get them off of mama earlier, things of that nature. That's another option for folks, I think. If you look what cows are worth today, I mean, it's not like you should get hurt selling a cow, even the lower bottom 20% of those cows. Mm-hmm. You just want to make sure they're in decent flesh when you go to town with them. If not, you know, there are opportunities for everybody else, and you're going to get opportunity prices. So that's the other thing I think a guy's got to think about here, Tigger, is that if you're going to have to sell some cows, don't sell them when their body condition scores 4.5s and 5s. Don't suffer. Don't let those old gals, you know, go down the tubes and then go, oh, heck, I got to go get rid of these old girls. And I mean, you, number one, you've given up a ton of weight, right? You've given up 200, 250 pounds that you're selling from a cow that's in good flesh to a cow that's in a body condition score 4 or so. And you've also, you're going to take a cheaper price for that cow. So what that really costs you is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. So I think you got to think about that too. It's a challenge because, I mean, you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm just trying to hold on to this deal. It's got to rain. It's got to rain. And, you know, that old curl just keeps on going down. And so then again, you got to think about, am I feeding enough? Am I feeding the right stuff? How do I feed differently to be able to get this cow or hold her together just a little bit longer? But I think all those are decisions, you know, that's hard, that have to be made, but it's decisions that have to be made.
Dr. Kelly Sanders with Westway Feed Products, always great to have you on the program. Some really good points to consider, like weaning earlier, and if so, are we going to background those calves ourselves? Do we have the feedstuffs to do so? Are we looking at selling some cows, but making sure we keep those cull cows in the best shape that we can to capture the highest possible salvage value? Plan and have another plan for that plan and another. And with drought and fire damaged lands to thousands and thousands of acres in cow country, we truly wish you the best pulling through, and may you top the markets. Time for a break. When we come back, the numbers and market recaps with Kirk. Stay with us. More of the Ranch It Up radio show is on deck.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen, the nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House, and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Grass changes, weather changes, and your cattle's nutritional needs change right along with it. But don't let your mineral program fall behind. Synergy with TRT from Westway Feed Products is built for real pasture conditions, helping support consistent intake, improved forage utilization, and more predictable herd performance. It's a smarter liquid mineral solution for beef cattle on pasture. Ask for Synergy with TRT liquid mineral supplement from Westway Feed Products.
Calf prices are good, but want to add another $100 per calf? Here's the solution. Gelve and Balancer females at an average maternal weaning weight advantage of 22.7 pounds per calf. At a market price of $4.50 a pound on 5-weight steers with a 22.7-pound weaning weight advantage, that's an additional $102.15 per calf. Gelve and Balancer females, they make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from the previous week. Kirk, buddy, what do you got for numbers for us today?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, May 29th, August feeder futures closed the week at 348.92.5. That's down $1.25 on the week. That's rather surprising with all the $5 moves we had that week to only end $1.25 down. The CME feeder index was up 327 at 373.40. That jumps right off the page with a very wide positive $24.47 basis. That's obviously extremely wide even for this market. That will have to be narrowed one way or another. Obviously, the million-dollar question is futures up or cash down or somewhere in the middle. June live cattle closed the week at 248.55. That's down 80 cents on the week, with cash trading 256 to 257 in all regions. The five-area weighted average had a very lightly reported 34 head, but in general, cash was traded $3 to $4 lower. That left the basis versus June futures at a positive 745. That is also a fairly wide basis, with it now being June 1st. Choice boxes were up a penny, a very disappointing penny, at 391.47. Again, we cannot seem to be able to move boxes away from that 390 level. Weekly slaughter was 448,000 head on a holiday shortened week. That was still 40,000 head below the same holiday shortened week last year. Dress weights were down 1 pound to 900, which is 30 pounds more than the same week last year. The combination left yearly production steady at 6.6% less than this week last year. Fresh beef imports remained at 13% over last year. To wrap this all up, December corn closed the week at 474.75. That's down 11.75 on the week. The Iran news and peace deal driving oil lower pushed into corn as it broke its uptrend line, kind of a negative chart. We also have planting nearing its completion.
So, Kirk, I started out this episode talking about feeder cattle sales, and 'tis the season, right? I mean, we're moving into it. So do you have your calves consigned yet to any of the sales?
I'm actually a step ahead of you, Tigger. I've actually forward contracted mine. I do not know how much longer this market will hold out, whether it's already topped or do we have another good month or 2 months, but I firmly believe this is not 2025. This is not the year to wait to October.
So you said this is not the year to wait until October. So why are you saying that, Kirk?
My primary concern, and I know the big topic of conversation right now is placements. I'm not overly worried about placements. I don't think supply is going to shift overly bearish, although I do believe there's some herd growth out there. I do not believe that's the major driver that I should be concerned about or your listeners should be concerned about. My concern is I believe that prices affected demand and it's showing up in the volume of the kill. And for the last several cattle on feed reports, we are killing less than we are placing. And that is driving the gross cattle on feed over last year. And if you want to boil it down a little more simpler, a good healthy bull market is higher volume on higher prices. Everybody's just gobbling up as fast as they can. You can't get enough no matter what the price is. That is not the environment we're in this year. Although the prices are astronomically high still, it is showing up in lower volume. And higher prices on lower volume is typically not a good sign.
Now, here's where I'm going to come in and say, yeah, but. And there have been, and you've read the same reports that I have, there's a lot of analysts are saying 2026, it's going to be a great year. It already is a great year. And they're even speculating 2027 could be even better yet. So what are your thoughts on that?
So I think it'll definitely be a great year historically. I'm not so sure the $5 and $6 calves are in the books for the remainder of the year or 2027.
So you mean being sustained at those prices?
At these very lofty prices. If we sell 386 weight calves, is that still a good year? Historically, absolutely, it's a good year. Relative to where we were a month ago, maybe not so much.
Want to know what the most valuable piece of information is for your cattle operation? Hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I visited with Don Anderson from the Cattle Scales team, where we talk about all the different ways that cattle weights at different stages of their life cycle have an impact on the bottom line of ranchers. Here's a portion of our conversation.
You can't manage what you don't measure. Most ranchers are making decisions without one of the most valuable pieces of data on their operation, which is actual weight.
If someone out there listening does not have a scale and they're kind of tiptoeing back and forth over the line of, should I get one? Should I not get one?
Well, number one, I appreciate people that have taken a lot of time to think over what they want. A good scale is an investment. And I talk to customers all the time about it. It's just like, it is an investment and it's going to change how you operate from there on out.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Roger Janes with Superior Livestock Auction, Dr. Kelly Sanders with Westway Feed Products, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, and Shea Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations. A shout out to our partners for today's episode, the American Galve Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, The Sales Series, Sire Buyer, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad you all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. And you can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.